This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, master coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Welcome, listeners, to this newest episode in June. And I am excited to announce the second winner in the Full Frontal Living Podcast coaching giveaway for anybody who is tuning in. All you need to do in the month of June is share an episode or the podcast on any social media channel using the hashtag Full Frontal Living Podcast, and you'll be entered to win a one-to-one coaching session with me. You can also leave a review on iTunes, and that will also get you entered to win. And this week, Lindsay Gallen Skinner from the United States left a review, and she is the winner of the coaching call this week. So Lindsay, if you're listening, I will reach out to you or reach out to me on social media because I don't actually have your email. So just reach out to me and I will tell you how to go ahead and book, or you can head right over to the website and book your session. But this is the review that Lindsay left, and I want to share it with all of you tuning in because maybe you're tuning in for the very first time. I look forward to every new episode. Knowing Lisa is going to rock me back on my heels. I always feel just a little called out. How dare you make me see the pieces of myself I'm hiding from? But even when she calls you out, she also gives you the tools to approach that piece of yourself with curious compassion. I love that. Lisa puts out great content on a regular basis, and you should definitely tune in. So thank you so much for that beautiful review, Lindsay. And I look forward to knowing you better on our coaching call. So June, ladies and gentlemen, life is lifing me. June is incredibly full. And if you are navigating little ones in school, you will get what I'm talking about. June is a wrap-up month. My middle son graduated from high school last week. I was going to say last year, but that was the oldest. So we've done two high school graduations back to back. So that was last week. It was also my mom's 70th birthday. So happy birthday, mom, if you're listening. It was Father's Day on Sunday. So we rocked out Father's Day. And then it is my little one's 8th birthday today. So I'm really reflecting on these past 8 years, and just, you know, everybody tells you that time with your kids is going to fly by, but it truly, truly does. And it's been really fascinating even to step into the next phase of relationship with my older sons, because we can't just throw together a family dinner and expect that they're going to be there. They have lives, they have plans, they're doing their thing. So even having to shift gears as a parent and recognize that it's my responsibility to give them ample notice. And I know that a lot of parents might be listening, and, you know, as your kids get older, getting upset or angry if they can't just be there when you want them to be there. But why should they, right? Boundaries go both ways. So be respectful of your children as they grow up, and that they need notice, and that so they should, right? They don't just have to jump to the pump because you want them to. So that's just a little minor, mini lesson and takeaway, because so often we get caught up in our emotions when really it's not about them. It's about us, and us not taking responsibility for what we need to do to create what it is we want. So give people lots of notice instead of getting angry that they can't be there, right? That's on you, not on them. So what I actually want to dive into today is I wanted to talk a little bit more about full frontal living and what it actually is, within the walls of my coaching practice, because it is a methodology that I use to work with my clients, because not everybody is coming to me for the same reason. So the gateway to entry might look different for each of my clients, but full frontal living still encompasses the same principles, and the full frontal living method encompasses the same principles. And I wanted to share those with you a little bit because I haven't really dove into that at all. And I think it's an important part of how I show up in the world to support my clients. And I wanted you to understand what it looks like, because you might be thinking, you know, is working with Lisa for me, is she the right coach for me? Does she have all the tools to help me with the problem that I'm struggling with? So listen up, because I'm going to tell you exactly what it looks like when you're coming into my practice to coach with me, and some of the things you might be identifying in your own life that you're struggling with. So full frontal living is really broken down into four components. I coach on physical well-being, emotional well-being, connection to self, and to, we'll call it spiritual, but I'm not necessarily talking about God. You can define it however you want, and I'm going to dive into that a little bit more, and rest and play, and how those elements come into your life. So because I am working primarily with high-achieving, driven, ambitious men and women who've got a lot of balls that they're juggling, all of these things really encompass that notion of self-care. But if you've been listening for a while, you know that I don't talk about self-care as something you do. It's a way of being. It's a commitment to yourself to care for yourself. Because as I've said before, things we love and value, we take care of. So the full frontal living methodology is looking at all these different pieces and where you may be dropping the ball, so that we can clean up your physical and your emotional well-being so that you can feel your best overall. So a good portion of my career was spent working with women around weight loss and around nutrition and having a peaceful relationship with food and their body, really taking responsibility for it. And oftentimes, this was way back in the day, I would get frustrated that, and I see this all the time still, people change what they eat, they have all the tools, yet they go back to still struggling with their weight. So they lose weight, they gain weight, they lose weight, they gain weight. And you know, what I realized when my husband went through rehab, when I really looked at my programs, I started to identify that food wasn't the problem. It was simply the symptom of a bigger issue. So what you eat does matter. I want to be really clear on that. Okay. You can't just own your way to weight loss. You have to take responsibility for the food that you are putting in your body. And make no mistake about it, the quality of food is incredibly important. So it's not about never having a donut again or never having a muffin again. That's not what I preach. It's about making conscious choices, fully aware, without judgment, without shame, but asking yourself, does this choice support me loving myself? Does this choice help me feel my best? Is this in alignment with me loving and valuing my physical well-being? So many people go about nutrition really wanting to use it just to manipulate what's going on with their body. And yes, food can dramatically change how your body looks and feels. But when we approach food from this angle of, is this being loving to my body? Is this valuing my body? This changes things, because now when we're eating healthy, we're no longer wrapping healthy eating in it being a punishment. And I know that that might have just landed for you, because so often dieting or weight loss has this kind of punishing element. I'm not good enough. My body's not good enough. And I really want to put that to bed because there is nothing wrong with wanting to lose weight. And I'm going to dive into that in a bigger way in another episode. That's why I'm kind of covering all these points today. Because there's nothing wrong with wanting to lose weight. It's the energy behind the weight loss. The energy behind the weight loss, why it is you want to lose weight. Because there's a very big difference between I want to lose weight because I don't feel good enough. My body's not good enough. I hate my legs. I hate my butt. I hate my arms. Versus I want to lose weight because I love myself enough to take very, very good care of myself. And what I put in my body is a reflection of how I think and feel about myself. If you're packing around an extra 30, 40 pounds, that's hard on your body. It's really hard on your body. You can't possibly be at your best health if you are carrying around extra unwanted weight, your joints are hurting, your blood pressure is high, maybe your cholesterol is high, your hormones are out of whack. There's a boatload of symptoms that comes up physically when you are not taking care of what you put in your body. So really, would you go out and buy a Porsche and then put in the lowest quality grade gas you could find? No. You would love on that Porsche. You would make sure it was shiny and clean and had the best gas. You would probably just take amazing care of it because you valued it. Imagine if you treated your own body like your luxury vehicle. Because guess what, friend? It is. You've been gifted with the most amazing piece of machinery to live out your life in. I mean, it lets you have a life, lets you hug your kids, it lets you see the world, lets you taste amazing foods, right? Seeing, hearing, smelling, all of these things. Touching. Yet it becomes an afterthought for so many of us, or something that we look in the mirror and we put down instead of really treating it with the reverence that it deserves. So a large part of full frontal living is about looking at how you are treating your physical body. Nutrition, hydration, movement. Because again, exercise isn't punishment for the piece of cake you had last night. Our bodies are designed to move. They are designed to move. And I don't care if that means a Zumba class for you, pushing around weights, going for a run, going for a walk, going for a swim. But are you moving your body in a way that celebrates the amazing piece of machinery that it is? Because I can tell you, after having a very lazy Sunday, which was needed, like I said, it's been a busy June. I was not feeling super awesome by the end of the day because my body's like, hey, we need to move. I need to move. Go move me. So although you may think laying around makes you feel better, your body is designed to be in motion. So I want you to really think about that. All right, connection. So connection is all about knowing yourself better. Knowing yourself better, meaning that you give yourself space and time to connect with yourself, whether it's through journaling, going for a walk, doing a meditation, doing a hypnosis, whatever connection looks like to you. But I cannot begin to tell you how many men and women I have worked with that have no idea what makes them tick because they're so busy doing their way through life. They're not having a relationship with themselves. And connection is really about knowing yourself better, looking at your different patterns and habits and behaviors, and committing to making changes to them. Because again, you want to show up as your best self. You want to have that amazing relationship with yourself. So, you know, if you're married or in a serious relationship, would that relationship thrive if you didn't spend time connecting with that person, right? If you were constantly just like not paying attention to what they said and brushing them off and you didn't have time for them and there was no room for intimacy, would it thrive? No. So connection within the full frontal living methodology is all about knowing yourself better and really cultivating deep levels of self-love and worthiness. Because what most people don't understand is that is at the root, that is at the heart of why we struggle with so many things and why we're striving for so much and why we're caught in different behaviors and habits. So connection is a huge part of that, getting my clients to slow down and tune into that, which then goes on to rest and play, right? Doing less better, doing less better, slowing down to speed up, understanding that doing doesn't move you forward, but rest and play and having fun and feeling good is so important, right? When was the last time you read a book just for entertainment? Not self-help, not business development, not parenting better, but literally just to disappear into your imagination. When was the last time you valued creativity, painting, art, working with your hands, getting out in the garden? How much time do you spend on things that you look at as, well, really doing nothing? Doing nothing is doing something. Rest and play, help your body, your physical body regenerate. It inspires you. It lights your spirit up. Remember, we're not here to be human doings. We're here to be human beings. We're here to experience this lifetime, not, you know, struggle and survive and fight and work hard, right? It's how much more ease and enjoyment can you bring into your life? And I'm not saying that you're not going to have to do some work and that there aren't going to be things that you do that are hard. There are going to be. But how can you bring more ease and more balance into it? I don't even believe in balance, but I do believe in responsibility, taking responsibility for making sure you have time for rest and play. June is an incredibly full month for me, but it's not busy, because I don't allow myself to get into the energy of busy. I make sure I take responsibility for carving out time on my calendar and in my day so I can give myself what I need to show up for all the different events that are going on in the month of June. Okay, so that's the importance of rest and play. And I know for me personally, and you may be realizing this about yourself as well, that play is kind of, again, like your body, an afterthought. Or even when you're out playing or resting, your brain is still on all the things you need to do, like the to-do list or the stuff you know, you're half at your desk, right? So you're out watching your kids at the playground, but you're not really resting. You know, we call it fake resting because you're still multitasking in your head. Are you really present? So the last piece, which is the largest piece of the full frontal living methodology, is really about emotional well-being. And emotional well-being encompasses a lot of different things. This is where I help my clients get out of their heads and into their hearts and feel their feelings. Now, there's a very big difference between feeling your feelings and getting trapped in your emotions. So being trapped in your emotions is constantly feeling like you're anxious or angry. You're always kind of in this negative state. When we're in that place, we're actually not processing what's really going on for us. We're staying in the easy emotions. Anger is easy. Anger is a lot easier to navigate than sadness. Anxiety is a lot easier to navigate, even though we hate it, than it is sinking in and saying, well, what is it that's causing me to feel anxious? What am I trying to get away from? So emotional well-being, like I said, is about getting my clients out of their heads and into their hearts, which when I was first told that, I literally wanted to punch my counselor in the face because I was like, what does that even mean? I don't know what that means. Like, just tell me what to do. I didn't know how to feel. And my superpower is helping my clients connect in with how they're feeling, because when we can do that, they can radically shift their perspective on how they see the world. Our thoughts create our emotions. And for some people, they can just shift their thinking. But for most of my clients, they need to tune into what they're really feeling, which then leads us to what thought is producing this emotion. Okay, that's how I get to people's behaviors. And that's how I'm able to help shift them out of behaviors like controlling and perfectionism, approval seeking, saying yes all the time, right? Why do we say yes all the time? Why do we have a hard time setting boundaries? Because it doesn't feel good to say no. What if they don't like us? What if they get angry at us? This is the work, friend. This is the work. So emotional well-being is also about helping my clients unpack the numbing behaviors that they engage in that cut them off from how they're feeling, right? So I don't want to tap into I'm not feeling good enough, which most of us are really running that story. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving. Almost all of us are running that story. I want you to really check in with yourself. So I look at the numbing behaviors that are getting in the way. So overeating, right? Your weight has nothing to do with your weight. It has to do with the reflection on how you think and feel about yourself. Your relationship with your money. This has been my journey. And let me tell you, weight and money, they're like parallel paths. Rack up the debt, lose the debt. Rack up the debt, lose the debt. Not being responsible with my money, meaning not even wanting to have a relationship with it. Why is that? Well, if I don't feel deserving, I'm not going to let myself accumulate wealth. If you're not feeling deserving, you're not going to allow yourself to be in a healthy body, looking your best, right? Because it goes against the story of I'm not good enough and I'm not deserving. I look at social media habits. How much time are you spending scrolling through Facebook or Instagram? And then you get off and you realize you feel like shit. And you just lost 2 hours of your day to what? Is your life so bad that you need to be on social media? And then you make it worse by comparing yourself to everybody else? So numbing behaviors, drinking. And my favorite with the clients that I work with and my personal story, being busy and overworking, striving, pushing, driving, ambition, achievement. We can use those behaviors because we don't want to feel what's underneath. What if you didn't have those things in your life, right? If we took away your partner, your kids, your work, what would make you feel connected to you? How would you feel important? What would make you worthy? It's a big question. And it's a question that I ask a lot of my clients that can be very painful for them to sit in because they don't have the answer. And you're probably listening to this thinking, I don't have the answer either, Lisa. And that's okay. Sometimes it's more important to be with the question because it opens up curiosity and exploration. And that's what it means to know yourself better, right? So that, in essence, is what my full frontal living methodology is about. These are kind of all the four main topics that I dive into with my clients. So some of them are coming to me because they want to lose weight. Like they're ready to take responsibility for their physical well-being. They want to be in the best shape of their lives. And it's not about being skinny. It's about being healthy. It's about being around for a long time to chase your grandkids, to be mobile. Because let me tell you, when you're 80, how horrible would it be to have your brain intact, but your body said, I'm done. You neglected me for so many years. I'm done. So I have many people come to me because they're wanting to cultivate that really deep connection with their physical body. They want to give up dieting. They want to understand how they can eat better to take better care of themselves, but they're more interested in redefining the relationship that they're having with their body because they're recognizing that food isn't really the problem. Most of my clients could teach me a thing or two about nutrition, to be honest. And inside my full frontal living coaching, all my programs, that I've had for years are available to my one-on-one clients. So they get all the resources and tools they need to support them in their journey. And soon enough, I will be opening the doors to a big freebie hub that I've put together where you'll be able to access my book, which is available on Amazon. I'll put the link below. There's a whole freebie section there and all my courses from Eat, which is my nutrition course, to Feelings and Food, to a journaling program called Weight Loss from Within, which helps you unpack all of those things. And I'm going to be putting even more free content in there in relation to the other elements that I talked about: rest and play, connection, and your emotional well-being and identifying numbing behaviors. Because full frontal living is a commitment to not numb out our lives. Full frontal living is a commitment to being fully present, to feeling our feelings, to shifting our thoughts, to adjusting our behaviors, and really taking responsibility for who we're being in this world. So it's no longer living under this cloak of BS that isn't you. It's shedding all the layers that don't serve you. It's really taking responsibility for all the elements and circumstances in your life and creating what it is you want for yourself, so that you can feel happy, fulfilled, peaceful. Because all these things we're wanting to achieve, it's not about the thing, because I know you've achieved a lot. Are you there yet? You're not there yet. It's not about achieving the thing. It's about how we want, how we believe we will feel when we achieve it. But the problem is if you don't do this inside out work, it doesn't matter what you achieve, you'll never feel the way you want to feel. So I help people achieve feeling the way they want to feel in their lives, right? More fulfillment, more peace, more ease, more happiness, right? More joy. There's a lot of freedom in that when you're no longer living under a bunch of rules and behaviors that you've picked up to help you survive. There's no surviving here at Full Frontal Living. I am all about helping my clients to thrive. So on that note, I have one-to-one individual sessions available. If you feel called, if you've listened to this episode and you've thought, that's me, I want to know more about this, head over to my calendar, lisacarpenter.ca, book your individual one-to-one coaching session, and let's spend an hour transforming your life. Because I'm telling you, an hour can have a radical impact on how you're seeing the world and how you're seeing yourself. And I'm loving doing these individual sessions. And of course, if the work resonates, you are more than welcome to explore what a longer coaching relationship with me would look like. And I would be happy to support you on your journey, because I'm so grateful for the people that supported me on mine. And my life is so, so different now. And I'm so grateful for every step and every moment. Also, don't forget, if this episode resonated with you, please share it or any other episode in the month of June using the hashtag Full Frontal Living Podcast, and you may be my next winner. I would love to be on a one-to-one call with you. So have a lovely day. Don't forget, you can leave a rating and a review over on iTunes as well. I'm so grateful and appreciative for that. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. But if you're looking for more daily inspiration, please head over to Instagram at Lisa Carpenter Inc. and follow along. I'm doing daily stories, sometimes messages, and sometimes just real life stuff. You can also learn more about my work and how to coach with me over on my website at lisacarpenter.ca if you're looking for more information around that. Also, finally, if this podcast is resonating with you, please head over to iTunes and leave a rating and a review. It's like podcast currency, and it helps other people just like you find this Full Frontal Living message. And who knows, by sharing it, you may just change somebody else's life. And that's what we're here to do, right? Show up as our best selves and encourage other people to do the same. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.